Cy Brenner was an American soldier captured by the Germans and held in a POW camp. He was fearful his captors would learn of his Jewish heritage and execute him on the spot. That's what he believed was about to occur, but what unfolded was a story straight out of a spy novel. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
There were two guards in charge of Cy Brenner and the men in his barracks. He vividly remembers an encounter with those men in the wee hours of the morning.
One night, in the middle of the night, I felt a hand go over my mouth while I was sleeping, and he whispered, "Billy, don't make any noise. Nothing's going to happen to you." And all of a sudden, I says, "Oh, they found out I was Jewish."
They marched him out of the camp. He thought he was going to be executed. Instead, they gave him some unusual instructions.
They said, "You're going to come to a house. When you come to a house, knock on the door, and a lady will answer. Don't ask her what her name is. You're just to call her Lady. And she will tell you that your name is Kokomo, and she will tell you what to do." And that's what happened.
A woman in her mid-30s answered the door.
She said, "Follow me. I'm going to take you down to the cellar." I got down in the cellar, and there I saw a radio across the cellar. She said, "Pretty soon we're going to hear what's going on in the radio."
It was a broadcast from the BBC.
She said, "Now there's going to be a message for you." I said, "For me? Nobody knows I'm here." She says, "Well, they know you're here." And she said, "I'm going to tell you pretty soon." She says, "The next message is for you. Remember that."
That message and what he was instructed to do is next time as we travel the countryside in San Diego, California. I'm Andrew McCray.